Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Toronto, Canada. Tianguo marching band highly praised in Canada Day parades. Germany. Elected officials in Lunen learn Falun Gong exercises at cultural festival. Falun Gong's peaceful resistance efforts around the world. Hubei woman sent to same brainwashing center for 8th time in 14 years. Falun Gong waist drum team performs in Philadelphia Independence Day parade. And the art of Zhen Shan Ren visits the Bulgarian cities of Plovdiv and Varna. Now for the stories.
Toronto, Canada. Tianguo marching band highly praised in Canada Day parades. Falun Dafa practitioners in Toronto joined two Canada Day parades on July 1, 2018. Many cities were celebrating this tradition across Canada to celebrate its 151st birthday. Despite the high temperature of 94 degrees, the performances by practitioners in both Mississauga in the morning and Scarborough in the afternoon brought joy as well as excitement to the spectators. Miss Xu from Jinan Province, China, came to visit her family and walked the entire parade with her friend. Impressed by the positive feedback from people along the road, she said, "From beginning to end, I heard applause and excitement constantly. It is really amazing." She said the Falun Dafa group has the largest presence among all participating groups, and it was spectacular. Mayoral candidate Stephen Lam said he really liked the Tianguo marching band and the Falun Dafa float. "It is very well organized. The message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is extraordinary and helps our society a lot." Mississauga resident Tricia cheered as the Tianguo marching band passed by. "I don't know why I like this group so much every year. It always looks so beautiful, and I want to know more about it," she said. She accepted a pamphlet from a practitioner and said she would check out more information online. Janine and her daughter Mariana immigrated from Mexico more than 10 years ago. She remarked, "This Falun Dafa group shines the most. The float is magnificent, and the heavenly girls are graceful. The performance brings us peace and wonderfulness." She wanted to thank all practitioners for their contributions and efforts. Mariana heard about the suppression in China and said she hopes the brutality will end soon. Spectator Sandra said, "This group is amazing. They look great and are really awesome." She has seen practitioners in the parade 4 years in a row and was moved by the practitioners' positive attitudes and genuine smiles. "Today's weather is extremely hot, and I do not know how they can do it in their uniforms, but I sincerely want to thank them for the great performance." Belle and Diane, husband and wife, watch the parade every year, and they are very happy to see practitioners every time. "I heard about the suppression in China from the news. It made me very sad," she said. "I cannot understand why innocent people would be mistreated like that, and I hope the tragedy of the persecution will be over soon."
Germany. Elected officials in Lunen learn Falun Gong exercises at cultural festival. Falun Gong practitioners in Germany participated in the 35th Cultural Festival on Willy Brandt Platz in Lunen on June 30, 2018. They told about the benefits of practicing Falun Gong and demonstrated the five exercises on stage. Elected officials and local residents followed along to learn them. On this beautiful, sunny Saturday, crowds of people gathered for the joint celebration of the cultural festival and the Sing Day of Song. Falun Gong practitioners set up a booth where they told people about the benefits of Falun Gong and the fact that the Chinese Communist Party is persecuting the practice in China. Six elected officials came to the Falun Gong booth in the afternoon and said they wanted to try the exercises. They learned the Falun Standing Stance, the second exercise, by copying the movements of holding the law wheel in four positions. They also learned the meaning of He Shi and Jie Yin. Practitioners gave them origami lotus flowers that said, "Falun Dafa is great. and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is great. The people of Lunan have had a chance to learn about Falun Gong at every cultural festival over the past few years. Falun Gong won second place for its popularity at the festival last year. Practitioners have also been telling people the facts about Falun Gong at local events and in the media. The locals and officials know the benefits of the practice. A group has met in a park every weekend since last June to do the exercises together. Ms. Liu and fellow practitioners were the first ones to introduce Falun Gong to Lunan 13 years ago. She said that she started practicing Falun Gong in 2003. She used to be disabled. She had no feeling in one arm and couldn't lift it. But she was able to lift her arm the first time she practiced Falun Gong. After benefiting from the practice personally, she hoped to introduce this great practice to more people. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises on a stage at around 2 p.m., which enveloped the entire plaza in a sense of tranquility. Many people asked where they could learn the exercises, and some learned how to fold paper lotus flowers at the Falun Gong booth. An elderly gentleman signed a petition calling for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's crime of harvesting organs from living practitioners and commented, "It's absolutely unacceptable. What you are doing is very significant."
Falun Gong's peaceful resistance efforts around the world. In addition to introducing the physical and mental benefits of Falun Gong to the public, the practitioners routinely hold events to expose the 19-year-long brutal persecution of the practice in China and call for help in stopping this human rights crisis. This report covers recent peaceful resistance events in Germany, Switzerland, Scotland, and Japan. Düsseldorf, Germany, June 26th marks the United Nations International Day in support of victims of torture. Falun Gong practitioners from the Düsseldorf area held a rally in front of the Chinese consulate calling for ending the torture of practitioners in China. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the 11th Multicultural Festival in Frankfurt on June 16th. In addition to performing in the parade, practitioners passed out flyers which exposed the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China and collected signatures opposing the persecution. Bremen, Hamburg, and Berlin, Germany. For several weeks in a row, practitioners participated in community events in three German cities, Bremen, Hamburg, and Berlin, calling upon the public to pay attention to the persecution in China. Many people have heard about the persecution. They signed the petition and asked questions about the human rights situation in China. Some of them were also asked if pressure from the international community has had positive effects. Schaaf Huesen, Switzerland. Practitioners held an event on June 16th, Schaaf Huesen, Switzerland, to raise awareness of the persecution in China. Maria, a high school teacher, said to the practitioners, "The forced organ harvesting is anti-humanity. It should not be happening. It violates basic human rights. Horrible." Glasgow, Scotland. Local practitioners set up a booth at the annual Glasgow Art Festival on June 17th to tell the visitors about the persecution. Tokyo, Japan. Two Falun Gong practitioners protested in front of Parliament Hill in Tokyo, Japan, on June 15th, asking the lawmakers to help rescue their parents, who were arrested in China on June 12th because of their belief in Falun Gong. The parents, aged 66 and 69, were arrested for handing out Falun Gong materials in public.
Hubei woman sent to same brainwashing center for eighth time in 14 years. A Wuhan city resident remains captive after she was sent to a local brainwashing center for the eighth time in 14 years. Ms. Zhu Mingli, in her late 60s, was targeted because she refused to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. She has been repeatedly arrested since the persecution began in 1999. She was first arrested on September 19, 2001, and brutally abused during her nearly 2 months of detention in the Wuhan City First Detention Center. She was stripped naked and savagely beaten. Her hands were then cuffed behind her back for 47 straight days. She was later sent to the Hiwan Forced Labor Camp and held for a year. She was arrested 7 more times between 2004 and 2017 and held at the Itaewon Brainwashing Center each time. The Brainwashing Center is an extrajudicial black jail used to hold Falun Gong practitioners without due process. Ms. Zhu was transferred to a local mental hospital from the Brainwashing Center following her arrest on April 4, 2005. She was injected with unknown drugs, and her family was forced to pay more than 2,000 yuan to cover her medical expenses. She was last arrested on April 24, 2018. Another local Falun Gong practitioner was also arrested while visiting Ms. Zhou. The two women were held at Hanzhong Police Station overnight before being taken to Wuhan First Detention Center, where they were detained for 10 days. The two women are now being held in the Itaewon Brainwashing Center.
Falun Gong waist drum team performs in Philadelphia Independence Day Parade. As the birthplace of the Declaration of Independence and the first capital of the United States, Philadelphia's annual Independence Day celebration is a grand one and lasts for a week. The Falun Gong group's waist drum team was invited to perform in the Philadelphia Independence Day Parade on July 4, 2018, making this their 18th year of participation. Setting off from Independence Hall in Philadelphia, over 100 groups made up the parade, including dozens of local groups and colorful floats, as well as bands and groups from 7 different states. Various ethnic groups showcased their unique cultures and traditions. Despite sweltering heat, the parade route was crowded with people enjoying the procession and happily waving the national flag. The spirited performance of the Falun Gong waist drum team delighted spectators. "I can't stop shedding tears when I see them play," said Cindy, a 76-year-old woman sitting in a wheelchair with her family. "On such a hot day, they are so pure and pristine." Cindy's son-in-law, Todd, said loudly, "I think this group should lead the parade." A young married couple, Heather and Hugh, moved from Texas to Philadelphia 6 months ago, and this was the first time attending this event. Heather was impressed with the Falun Gong group and said, "The sound of the music is going straight into my heart, as if I used to be one of the band members." Hugh had a similar feeling, saying, "I don't know why, but I am moved beyond words." Celebration activities included booths and stage performances. Follow the parade. The Falun Gong booth featured Chinese calligraphy and folding paper lotus flowers. The group also demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises on the event stage.
The Art of Jen Shan Ren visits the Bulgarian cities of Plovdiv and Varna. The international exhibition, The Art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, visited Plovdiv and Varna, the second and third largest cities in Bulgaria, on May 9th through June 15th, 2018. The exhibition highlights the mind-body-spirit cultivation practice of Falun Gong and exposes the severe persecution that its practitioners face in China. The city of Plovdiv hosted the exhibition on May 9th through 27th at the Municipal Council Building in cooperation with the Plovdiv Artists Association. 2 municipal meetings were held there during that period of time, providing an opportunity for many officials, city commissioners, and district managers to see the artworks and to learn about the human rights violations in China. Plovdiv's Ombudsman advisor was very impressed by the exhibition and showed a great deal of interest in the Falun Dafa spiritual practice. He wanted to learn the exercises and to read Juan Falun, Falun Dafa's main book, which contains the core philosophy of the cultivation system. He also expressed his admiration for the practitioner's diligence and dedication in introducing Falun Gong and exposing the persecution in China. He thanked them for choosing the city of Plovdiv to do that, saying, "I haven't seen such attendance in this gallery." Besides city officials, guests included many local citizens, tourists, students, mothers with children, and seniors. Many returned a few days later with friends. Many of the older visitors were impressed that the artworks in the exhibit were not abstract, but realistic, depicting real-life personal stories. They spent quite some time discussing what the Falun Dafa practitioners in China are subjected to over the course of the persecution. Most of them compared what they had seen with the Bulgarian Communist Party's repressions against them and their families. The city of Varna hosted the exhibition on May 31st through June 15th at the Graffiti Art Gallery. The exhibition in Varna also garnered a great deal of public attention. Teachers from the art school and the School of Sports visited the exhibit and later brought students from the art classes. Many Varna residents and tourists came to see the paintings and left comments in the guest book. Most of them were deeply touched and sincerely moved. They commented on the exhibition's strong social element and expressed outrage at the brutal human rights violations and atrocities against Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Guests were also impressed by the purity and harmony manifested in the artworks. The former Varna mayor and parliamentary member attended the opening ceremony and was deeply touched by the artworks and the stories behind them. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.